The University of Minnesota College of Veterinary Medicine and the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have partnered to conduct an interesting study of the moose populations in our region. The purpose of the study is to compare mainland and island moose populations, as in here on the North Shore and then on Isle Royale. And joining us now is Tiffany Wolf, assistant professor in the Veterinary Population Medicine Department at the university. Thanks for talking to us, Tiffany.
No problem. I'm happy to join you.
All right. So first, I guess let's start right off. Tell us about this comparison. How is this going to work?
Well, we have been working in Grand Portage for a long time, studying the population health of moose, causes of adult and calf mortality, and general aspects of moose health in northern Minnesota. And we've had an opportunity to partner with researchers in Isle Royale National Park and Michigan Tech to look at, well, they're really interested in understanding the dynamics of their predator-prey system as they're now reintroducing wolves back onto the island since that population has been diminished. But this is a really unique opportunity for us to compare our population with a neighbor population that has a few different kinds of pressures, population pressures. So different levels of predation, as well as different levels of disease. And so it can help us untangle some of the complexities that we see affecting our moose population right here in Minnesota in a really unique way by comparing to a more simplified population, ecosystem, I should say, essentially.
Okay, because there are similarities between, of course, the North Shore and Isle Royale, but am I right to say there are more stressors for our mainland moose?
There are more stressors in that we have a much higher predator population. We have higher wolf densities, which I think is fairly well known and appreciated. We also have bears on the landscape here in Minnesota. But in addition to that is another player on the landscape, and that's deer. And our deer are important where moose are concerned because they can transmit important pathogens that we know are a significant cause of mortality among our adults. And first and foremost of those is brainworm. And in Isle Royale, there are much lower densities of wolves, and there's also no deer on the island, so there's no pathogen pressure as a result of that species sharing habitat with moose.
Okay. I understand efforts got underway in mid-February. Actually, this kind of started in mid-February. Is that right?
That's right. Well, we've been prepping and planning for much longer than that, but in February, we collared moose in both Grand Portage and Isle Royale as part of this study.
Okay. And how many moose were collared on Isle Royale?
On Isle Royale, 20 moose were collared. So there were 10 that were collared on the west end of the island and 10 collared on the east end of the island.
Okay. And how many in Grand Portage?
In Grand Portage, we collared about 15 moose.
Okay. Were there already some collared moose in Grand Portage?
Yes. And I'm going to let Seth answer that as to how many collars were still on the air. He knows those numbers much better than I do.
Okay. And that's Dr. Seth Moore from Grand Portage. We'll speak with him as well. So, okay.
Yep.
So how did the 20 moose fare with the collaring, and how are they doing so far?
Well, our captures went very smoothly and very successfully. It was a very efficient few days of capturing. There's a much higher moose density on Isle Royale than on the reservation of in Grand Portage. And so there were four of us that were involved directly in those captures and processing the moose and taking data. All 20 were successfully collared with data collection on top of that. And now they're being monitored remotely via GPS. So signals are actually being sent on a regular basis from those collars to our researchers in the National Park and at Michigan Tech.
Okay. And when that, while they're collared, you mentioned the data collection. What sort of information, what is done to the moose? What kind of testing is done?
Well, in addition to placing the collars, we're also taking information on their general health. So we're collecting blood that will help us evaluate different parameters of health, help us understand what kinds of diseases they might have been exposed to over the past several years. We look for ticks. We quantify how many ticks we find, as well as collect some of those ticks. We take fecal samples so we can look at parasites. And then we're looking overall at general health. How much hair loss do they have? What's their body condition? And things like that.
Okay, interesting. And so the GPS monitoring reports have been coming back. They've been moving around the island and seem to be doing okay.
Yes, they seem to be behaving just like we would expect normal moose to behave.
Okay, that's good to hear. So the study is well underway and you're getting the data now. Do you know how long the study, you know, what's the window that you want to have for this study?
Well, we're planning on capturing animals at least over the next 3 years. But the study is going to go on much longer than that. We're going to be following these animals that are collared, and even after they're collared, we're taking data on them through the winter, collecting urine samples as they finish out the winter. So we're looking at several more years, even after the collaring ends, that this study will be going on.
Okay. So you'll be returning to the island for more data collection as well.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Essentially,
okay.
The whole purpose in collaring them is not only to see, determine how they use their habitats, which is important, especially for us in Grand Portage, but we want to understand causes of mortality and how that changes in the face of, for example, where Isle Royale is concerned, in the face of what we expect to be a growing predator population.
Yes, the wolves that have been transported. Did you see signs of the wolves when you were there?
I did not directly, but our colleagues with Michigan Tech, we're also flying over the collared wolf sites to observe them and their behaviors. So that was ongoing while we were capturing moose.
Okay, interesting things happening there. So, and you mentioned Michigan Tech, and so I know it's not just Grand Portage and the university that are involved in this major research project. Who else is helping out with this?
Well, the National Park Service is a very important player in all of this.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. And this sort of research, we're talking about flying to the island, we're talking about those GPS collars and all that, it can be very expensive. Where does the funding for all this come from?
Well, there's a number of different sources that include the Grand Portage Band. The Grand Portage government is supporting this project, as is the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, National Science Foundation, the National Park Service, as well as donors to the long-term predator-prey study that's been ongoing in Isle Royale. So okay. Lots of sources of funding there.
Okay. And then the big question, kind of, there are a lot of people who say, just leave the wolves and the moose alone and let nature take its course. What would you say to those folks?
Well, I was one of them. I'd love to see nature take its course, but The National Park Service went through a review period and considered their options and made a decision to reestablish wolves. And we were offered an opportunity to partner with them to evaluate the dynamics of that ecosystem following that introduction. And that's such a unique opportunity for us to help us learn about our own population of moose and how we might make better decisions on how to manage our own population. So I'm definitely excited to take advantage of this opportunity and see how much we can learn from this comparison.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with Dr. Tiffany Wolf, the assistant professor in the Veterinary Population Medicine Department at the University of Minnesota College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. And is there anything else that you think folks should know, anything we didn't ask about?
I'm very happy to chat with you, Rhonda. I can't think of anything else. This is a really unique opportunity. it's an exciting opportunity to work across these many different institutions with a number of different collaborators and with diverse backgrounds and disciplines. I think this is going to be a really outstanding experience and study. Looking forward to seeing what we can learn from it.
All right, definitely. And keep us posted as the project moves ahead.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again, Tiffany.
All right. Thank you, Rhonda.